With music venues closed to help flatten the coronavirus curve, many musicians are taking their shows online. WUGA's Sophie Gratis asks, how does music help us cope during stressful and isolated times?
¿Cómo se escucha?
Even though one of his guitar strings broke only one song into his virtual performance, Beto Mendoza kept on playing for about an hour. Mendoza is a musician, as well as the founder of Dignidad Inmigrante Athens. On Monday, streaming from his Athens home, he hosted a live solo show, which attracted over 100 viewers. Virtual concerts have been popping up for weeks now, as more and more people across the globe settle into mandated quarantines. A musician will broadcast live from Facebook or Instagram, giving friends, family, and fans cozy access to a casual performance. The entertainment value of this is quite obvious, but what about the other roles music can play in our psychological health?
Well, there's a very strong argument that people, humans in general, are inherently musical. And we use music in various ways to form group identity and social identity. We see it used in situations where we're dealing with grief and sadness or celebration.
That's Dr. Allison Farley, an assistant professor of music education at the University of Georgia. We spoke over Skype.
The virus has limited our interactions with people. I believe that the unifying effect of music has really promoted this group communal music making in situations that are unusual.
Studies have shown that listening to music we enjoy can actually result in our brains releasing the mood-enhancing chemical dopamine. Farley referenced another type of psychological response that can be especially helpful during times of stress. It's called emotional contagion.
Yeah, it's kind of, maybe appropriate for the times. Sometimes as humans, we're able to actually sort of embody or actually internalize the feelings that music is trying to express. And so that's one thing that we can use as a coping mechanism.
The psychological benefits of music are evident. Nucci Space, a local nonprofit, has embodied this idea for two decades now, promoting mental health awareness through involvement in and support of the local music scene. While the space is void of music for now, the community built on this space is alive and kicking. Over $28,000 have been donated to the Gary Vereen Emergency Relief Fund, launched by Nucci Space on March 19th. All of this money is going to musicians and other music industry workers who have been hit hard by the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. Here's Bob Sleppy, executive director of Nucci Space.
When we started seeing that anxiety in people's faces and hearing it in their voices, we were like, okay, well, we need to do something. We've already mailed and people have received over $20,000 worth of relief in the form of checks from us. So I think the very least we can do is make sure that people are eating and taking care of themselves and that we remember that one of the things that makes this town so special is the people.
It's never been easy for musicians, he says, but especially not now.
We're trying to build a new normal right now. People fighting depression and anxiety, asking them to isolate and social distance is pretty much a nightmare. We've basically spent the last 20 years trying to build community and getting people together and letting them know that they're not alone. And now we're in a world where, you know, we're telling everybody to stay away from one another.
One upside of this situation?
I mean, I've seen more phenomenal music and music concerts over the past 2 weeks than I've seen in a long time of people just setting up in their living rooms.
Here's Dr. Farley again.
The main thing about this phenomenon that's occurred is just emphasizing that music is inherent to all of us. We are all musical as humans.
Nucci Space will be hosting conference calls every weekday, open to the public. You can join from their Facebook page. People can also apply and donate to the Gary Vereen Memorial Fund on the Nucci Space website. For Athens News Matters, I'm Sophie Gratis.